And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and today we're going to be talking with Sherry Welsh. She is the president and founder of Blue Sky Transformations. Sherry, thanks for being on the show.
Hi, David. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, you know, obviously this is going to be an interesting topic today. We're going to be talking about the core energy coaching approach, and this centers around thoughts, emotions, and actions. That's quite a mouthful, I might add.
It is.
So let's start with some basics, okay? Let's start with, what is the core energy coaching approach?
Well, the approach looks at how you manage your energy, how you handle showing up in engagements, your actions and reactions to certain situations or people or words that may cause triggers to pop up based on your stories and history that you have. So what it does is look at, okay, let's identify what those stories are. What are those triggers? What are those hot buttons that are getting pushed that take you into actions that are conflict-driven or maybe even withdrawal, victim-type energy that we talk about? And then how you can shift those actions, those thoughts that lead to certain emotions and then resulting behaviors and actions into a more productive, constructive state.
So why don't we give an example right up front about somebody who may need something like this so that the listening audience can understand exactly what type of things you're talking about.
Sure. So if you have an employee in your organization who is very often caught saying, you know, that's not my job, no one gives me support, I can't get anything done around here, that is a very classic what we call level one victim energy thought process. And it comes from, you know, them feeling helpless, them feeling they don't have enough to get their job done or enough to make a difference in their role. So what we do is help that individual, and we do a lot of teamwork as well, because a lot of teams feel like they can't make progress. But we'll focus on the individual for now. And when you have that individual who really feels helpless, what we do is coach them around, okay, where are those thoughts coming from? You know, how true is it that no one supports you? You know, let's talk about your typical day here and what happens and what you need in order to get your job done. And as you coach them through and they start to, you know, realize and discover that it's their own barriers that are in their way, it's their own thoughts about people not being there or the resources not being there to support them, what it does is release the hold that has on them so that they can then start to take action. They can start to move forward and take responsibility for what job they have to do there and what job they want to do and what their strengths are to contribute to the overall success of the company. So that's a classical situation where you hear a colleague or you hear someone on the team feeling stuck, feeling like they are helpless. And it's a matter of helping them, that individual, shift out of that mentality and that mindset and take action to do their job and do it well.
How much is this about the environment they're in or the situation that they have or find themselves in versus maybe external factors such as things going on at home, things about their life that are going on, or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, it is. It's the combination of all of that. So what we talk about is there's six dynamic influences on your energy. And we all have energy. Energy is all around us. And so what happens is when you look at, you know, what influences your energy, the six dynamic influences are your emotional state. So what is, you know, what thoughts are in your head that are causing a certain emotional reaction, what your mental state is, how sharp you are, how well educated you are, what other thoughts are in your mental capacity, your physical state, how well you feel, how much rest you're getting, whether you're exercising, you know, how healthy you are, your spiritual state, how connected you are in faith, and then social factors. You know, what others are saying that someone around you may remind you of either a sibling or someone from your past that you had a very difficult relationship with. And your environmental, which is then your work environment or the outside, situation in the economy or other aspects of your life. So all of those have an influence. And then it's a matter of breaking it down for the individual to say, okay, and you have control over all of them on how they affect you. You don't necessarily have control on what someone else is going to say. But you do have control over how you respond to that and how you react to that, what that person says. So what we do is really look at, the different factors that are influencing that person to feel helpless. And is it, in their own thoughts, their own limiting beliefs that they've created, which we call inner energy blocks. There's four of them. Or is it an outer energy block, which is more environmental or social or somebody else saying something that triggers them to feel helpless. But again, the responsibility on how to act once that trigger or that hot button is pushed is up to that individual. And that's what we help them realize and basically feel empowered enough to take ownership of and do something about it.
No, I think that's true. I think it's important for people to understand there's choices, right? I mean, that's what we're
sure.
talking about. It's choice in terms of what they're really looking to get out of this and whether they want to stay in the state they're in or whether they want to move forward and make the changes that are necessary out there. So when you're working with an organization, you're working with a company, and they say, look, we have this individual who's in this situation who's kind of like that, but they're not really that open to, going down the path of correction. How do you advise them on how to handle that type of situation to move them in the right direction?
That's a great, great question as well, because that does happen all the time. And there's two, thought processes around coaching. One is, the coach is going to come in and fix the person to be the way we want them to be and to conform to the way we want them to conform, whether it's a cultural expectation that everyone in the organization, acts this way and is aligned with the values we have in our organization. And if they don't, then we need them to get fixed. And the other approach is really that a coach comes in to help the individual to be their best, to actually bring them to their optimal level, whether it's aligned with or not to what the overall organization is looking for. So with that, what we say in coaching is, therapy, the different modalities, therapy is to help people go from dysfunctional to functional. Coaching is help individuals go from functional to optimal, and teams and organizations. So with that, when they bring me in to help with it, let's call that a problem employee or a challenging employee. What I would like to do first with them is first understand, okay, what expectations are of this individual that are not being met? And let's look at those and then talk to the individual, really listen. And that's something in coaching we learn to do very well is listen deeply for what's behind the barriers, what's really going on with them, and what's the story they're telling themselves that's not letting them be successful in their role. And honestly, in all the work that I've done with different clients, both, leaders of organizations and sales teams specifically, which is one of my specialties, as well as teams as a whole, is getting to the root of what's going on and the core of, okay, really, what's the truth here? And once we uncover that, it's like a veil is lifted for them. And then they can start to really, identify with what their strengths are and use them instead of harp on how helpless they are or how blaming everyone else is for their lack of performance. So it's a matter of shifting their perspective on, how much they're in control of the situation versus how someone else is to blame. And once you do that, once you kind of remove the excuses from the individual, they feel lighter. They feel better about themselves. And they come to the realization whether this is the right place for me or not. Because it could be that they don't really want to be there. And one of the reasons they're not performing is they're kind of hoping that you'll do the hard job for them and get rid of them instead of them choosing to leave on their own and find the right fit.
We're talking with Sherry Walsh. She is the founder and president of Blue Sky Transformations. You know, you've been talking here a little bit about an individual, right? So an individual who you're working with and you're helping through the process and getting them to see and understand, right? And there's a breakthrough at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're really talking about this in a group setting, how does that change the dynamics of it?
Right. Well, what we do, and actually I really enjoy working with teams the most because I've been a part of international sales teams for many years, global organizations. And what I see happen in team dynamics is there's a lot of assumptions that get made, a lot of interpretations that are made, that people, you know, put thoughts in their heads about what the other person is thinking or where they're coming from or what the other person is going to do. And so in a team structure, one is assuming somebody else is going to take care of it and vice versa, right? So what happens is then the team becomes stagnant. And they're not meeting their objectives. They're not meeting the goals that are set. The goals are very clear. You know, most organizations do a very good job of goal setting and identifying what's expected of that team. Where it breaks down and what we help with is really, okay, where is the breakdown? What's in the way? And how do you take the steps to move past it? And with that, each of the team members goes through an energy index profile assessment that we have that really shows them, it's kind of a mirror in their face to show them their own energy profile and where their default tendencies are, whether it's a conflict-driven default or a victim, you know, withdrawal default. And depending on which default you have, that's what you got to be aware of, that when someone pushes one of those hot buttons, you're either going to withdraw or you're going to fight. And in team dynamics, once each team member understands what the others are, and they talk about them, and we also do a values assessment. I know you've had other participants on your show, which is fantastic. I've listened to them on the values-centered leadership approach. You know, values assessments are very important as well, where once you understand others' values on the team, you can see what's important to them. So if someone has, for example, the value of family, and the team has to travel quite a bit or work late, you know, into the night. And that person is in conflict because they can't get home to their family and they feel disconnected from their family. Then that team member isn't going to want to function very well and they're not going to want to participate actively and they really don't want to be there. So understanding that, you can then proactively make some decisions on, okay, what do we do about this? And so that the person that could potentially get into conflict feels that they have a choice. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, they're more than happy to participate and stay late because then they make arrangements for the family and feel good about it.
No, you're absolutely correct. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
You might hear some advice from your friends on choosing a health plan.
Darling, you must choose the gold healthcare plan.
Not the silver plan. Too much trouble. Do they have a stainless steel plan?
I like bronze, like my tan.
Are sunburns covered? Instead, take advice from a licensed agent from Northern Insurance Group.
Meet face-to-face with a local healthcare exchange professional. Call Northern Insurance Group today. We have the resources to make sure you make the right choice.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with the one, the only, Sherry Welsh, who is the president and founder of Blue Sky Transformations. How do you like that intro? That's pretty good, huh?
That's terrific. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, we're talking about the core energy coaching approach centered around thoughts, emotions, and actions. And I think during the first segment there, I think you did a great job of really talking about what it is and how we move from where we are, taking the individual accountability ourselves and moving it forward and how an organization can help that around. And you talked a little bit about the value proposition in the last segment and about how people have to relate to what they're doing and really want to engage in what that is. One of the other parts that is so critical and so important in this area has to do with the communication skills to be able to build that trust and inspire others to move forward, especially by a supervisor, by a manager or an HR professional or a business leader. Tie this all together now, kind of bring this all together in this segment in terms of understanding how those two things work together hand in hand.
Okay. Well, when we talk about communication skills, many people, you know, it's a very broad term. So many people want to, you know, identify that as a big gap area, that a place where organizations need some help or individuals need some help. And what we look at with teams and individuals and companies is, you know, okay, where is the communication breaking down? And where are assumptions being made? And what when someone is talking, is everyone actively engaged and really actively listening to what they're saying? When we are able to coach the entire team on the core energy concepts, and the getting awareness of the different levels of energy and where someone may be telling themselves a story. You can hold each other accountable within the group and the team to say, okay, it sounds like that's an assumption you're making. It sounds like that's a limiting belief. And it all comes to the types of words that are being used. So when someone is saying, I choose to do this, that's an empowering statement. And that means they're choosing to step into their role. They're choosing to communicate to you what they're going to take on. When they say, I have to or I need to, then that's a more less empowering, a more defeated type of terminology to use. And when you hear a teammate or a colleague saying that, that's when you want to step in and call them on it and say, hey, you know, what's going on? It sounds like that's not something you really want to do. So what that means then as far as, you know, stepping into your role and owning your role and lining it up to your values, you really want to find the activities and the steps that you're taking that are aligned with your core values that then let things flow. And then communicate that with your colleagues. Open up and talk about it. Open up to your boss. If your boss is telling you something that isn't clear or your boss is pushing a hot button, you know, let the boss know, obviously professionally and you know, adult-like, maturely. But let your boss know, hey, you know, this is what I heard you just say. And what that means is the communication, the dialogue starts to take place where you can then really get some of those barriers that we talked about earlier out of the way, some of those, you know, thoughts that you put in your head about what your boss is thinking. You get that out of the way. You get it on the table so that you can move forward together and achieve the goals you want to achieve and really feel good in your career and the role you're playing in that company.
No, I think that's critical, right, in terms of really making that all work together. When an organization has a challenge in terms of overall communication, whether it be a supervisor or dynamics to that, talk about the ways that a supervisor can be taught in these areas, because traditional communication training may not be specific enough. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
What the skills that we help leaders learn, let's say, and we're all leaders, it's just how well are we leading. But what the skills that we teach in teams and leadership organizations is how to, first of all, ask open-ended questions, clarifying and empowering questions, meaning how, what, where, when questions. We try to encourage them to stay away from why, because why can be a little bit judgmental and put the employee on the defensive. But when you learn how to ask very empowering, you know, strong questions, you get more from the employee than just yes or no. And you get more dialogue coming. And then you start to really listen to what they're telling you, and you can hear what really is going on and what's causing them to not step up and do what they're expected to do. So we work quite a bit on the types of questions. We also do exercises on understanding the different levels of energy and how to recognize when someone is withdrawing and pulling back and digging in their heels versus opening up to the possibility and the creative aspect that they have in them. The other is we spend a lot of time on acknowledging and validating how a person's feeling. So you really, as the boss, want to acknowledge and validate when your employee is telling you that, you know, something's not working. And you want to let them know it's okay for them to be frustrated. You know, it's understandable that, you know, they're not happy where they are or what's going on, depending on what the situation is. And once the employee feels heard, then they let go of that negativity. They let go of that negative emotion. And then they're open to hear, okay, what's the solution for this? How can we move forward? How can we open up and make things happen now? So it's really, you know, getting them entrenched, getting them, you know, unstuck, and that's acknowledge and validate. It's a very strong skill that we teach.
No, that's great. That's great. When you're thinking about tips that you can provide to employers as we move into the last couple minutes here, what are some tips that you could say these are key areas where employers can think about this topic and say, yes, this is why we're going to need help today?
Well, typically when you have a specific team that is having conflict, you know, that they're coming to the HR organization and constantly complaining that some of their team members or an individual on the team is really dragging them down and holding them back, that's what you want to listen for. And when that happens, that's when you want to bring in, you know, some experts, whether it's our coaching or other coaches, to help, you know, get clarity behind what's going on. The other is when you have an individual who is a high performer, right, and you want them to stay engaged and motivated and inspired to be a part of that organization, because you don't want them to leave. You want to keep the talent, the good talent that you have. That's another time when you want to look at, okay, let's ensure that we're doing everything we can to keep all the people, you know, engaged with what they're doing. A lot of times companies do employee engagement surveys. And based on those results, you know, it's a time to bring in coaching to say, okay, let's look at what's causing the organization to not have the kind of engagement levels we'd like them to have.
No, that's great. You know, I got to tell you, this has been an interesting topic in terms of understanding what this whole model is all about. And I appreciate you taking the time today to really, you know, go through it, give some great examples. And, you know, I think that if interested, what they should do is go to the HR Power Hour website after this show, of course, and your information is going to be there. Obviously, the audio of this show will be on there, and they can connect with you directly. So I want to thank you very much for being on the show today.
Great. Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
And now the HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group. Licensed agents in 28 states, business, commercial, and personal. Go to northerninsurancegroup.com. There are five sins of well-meaning supervisors, and this is on trendhr.com. Sin number one, making unlawful pre-employment inquiries. Example, do you have any children, or will you have any daycare problems? Sin number two, delivering dishonest evaluations. I'm going to give you a satisfactory rating, and I think we both know that means you should be looking for a job. Sin number three, too vague in discipline and performance write-ups. Sally, your work could use improvement. I'm making a note here that we'll be talking about your performance later. Sin number four, making rash disciplinary decisions. That's it, I've had it, you're fired! Sin number five, not realizing the, quote, power, unquote, of the supervisor. So let's go out for a drink after work, then maybe we'll grab dinner. That okay? These are very, very important sins of well-meaning supervisors. So don't do them. And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group at northerninsurancegroup.com. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.